is RSVNB Update, episode 276, recorded Friday, October 1st, 2010. Demented, Tormented Demons. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of RSVNB Update. I forgot your adjective this week. Chief Snake is here.
My adjective?
Yeah, you know how...
You usually give me one as in the, friendly or lovable.
Yeah, or powerful like you were last week. You know?
What? Oh, I suppose so.
Because you're powerful.
But anyway.
You know? Anyways.
Yeah. So what am I this week?
I don't know. I had one picked out for you 2 days ago, but I forgot. So.
The Ajax-y. Yeah, that's the best thing I can come up with. Never mind.
That's probably the one we can go with then. But anyways, first show of October. Oktoberfest going on in Germany, apparently, and I'm going to be going on in RuneScape too, but we're probably going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, I just want to say to everybody listening to this out there in the MP3 format, this show was actually streamed on Friday, October 1st on Ustream. So if you're on Ustream now, you might want to listen later to the Final Cut version so that you can actually have a high-quality version of it. So, anyways, that'll be that. First up, behind the scenes October. As to be expected, as it's the first day of the month. So,
well,
Grandmaster Quest.
Ooh.
Called The Void Stares Back.
See, I told you there was going to be another one in this series. Didn't
yeah, I know. I thought so, too. But I thought they were going to be doing it in the summer, not in fall.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. So.
But they say this is a Grandmaster Quest. Obviously, it's not the Grandmaster sequel in the Majorat series they were talking about, because it's Void Knight related.
Grandmaster. So, Grandmaster requiring 80 magic and a series of other 70-plus skills. Oh, okay, I suppose it is the highest quest requirements we've ever added to the game.
Yeah,
It doesn't sound that high, but I suppose that's just after having seen all the elite diaries.
Yeah, that's true.
Those
given you need 95 summoning or whatever in one of those, so...
Yeah. I suppose they do have to keep it fairly low, because they have quest viewers and things out there, don't they?
Yeah. See, it says, after leading a band of unlikely companions through a merry dance of pest-tracking mysterious figures and energy-draining goo, we're now faced with the very real threat of a full-on pest invasion.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but the Void Stares Back? Did you read anything into that name?
Oh, I just got that.
Yeah, that's despicable, you know?
Which is a bit sad, but it's not despicable. It's a bit sad because you're the Star Trek guy.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to be the... Oh, wow. That's bad.
So, that'll be that.
Here's me not even looking at chat, and they're all just giving me... Sounds like Star Wars. Hint, hint. Oh, several of them. Never mind.
So, next
gonna
up...
Have to put that up on the other screen now.
Charm Sprite Hunting, which is supposedly going to be a new way to use the Hunter skill to get charms for summoning that does not involve combat.
Okay. I suppose that's good if it doesn't involve combat. But, I mean, the whole point of summoning is to... Well, not necessarily...
Yeah, summoning is a combat skill.
But, yeah, it is a combat skill. Now it's sort of a bit...
But what's the point with this, even, if... Not like, yeah, it's good for hunter training, but they'd have to have some kind of decent hunter reward with that, because if a skill pair was to do this, they'd have no use for the charms. So
yeah,
so I don't
but Well, I mean, then skill pures just wouldn't do it, so...
Yeah, so...
They wouldn't need to make it...
Well, then why even have a non-combat way of getting charmed? I guess that's what I'm getting
Yeah, at. True, exactly. But there will always be those people who just deliberately set out to do epic things like that, so...
Yeah, you know, that's true, I guess, because I personally, the thing I don't like least about summoning is getting all the charms, so... That does take quite some time, I will admit, so... Mm-hmm. And they say skilled hunters being level 72 plus. So...
Okay, that sounds decent, I guess. 72 plus.
Then they got Oktoberfest and Halloween, as I mentioned before, so... pretzels await those that are, and you might want to check out the Oktoberfest Fun and Gielinar forum thread for more information. So, this is Oktoberfest in RuneScape, another localized holiday they're celebrating. First, I think, was American Thanksgiving 2 years ago with that turkey emote. So, I don't know. I'm really not sure if they should be focusing on events that aren't, like, they should, it's an English game, they should be focusing on events focused around England, you know. Like,
yeah, that,
they,
that's
they, sh- they shouldn't
odd.
Be,
seems odd to me.
I don't know, it just
because
seems a little...
Because everything else is sort of, yeah, everything else is English.
Yeah, it just seems too much focus on working with the other,
plus people. American stuff is weird, so I would prefer if they kept on.
Yeah, that
stuff.
Is. You know, why Thanksgiving comes within a month of Christmas. I don't quite understand that. So
I don't know. I've just never understood Thanksgiving full stop.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure why we have it here even. I should look into that probably. So, and then they say for Halloween, of course... You can also expect a monster mash as Pumpkin Pete brings a bit of rock and roll to the Grim Reaper's mansion.
Pumpkin Pete.
Yeah, I don't really have high hopes for this one as of right now, given the reusing of the Pete.
No, I think they need to stop with. They need to stop repeating the same sort of same event, because they've just done the Grim Reaper's mansion several years in a row, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, different it's things there though, out. But.
Yeah, different things, but it gets repetitive. And, I mean, same with Easter.
Yeah.
In a way, it's cool that they have these kind of recurring themes, but in another way, it's just like, I've done this before.
Yeah, like, the best Halloween event, in my view, was the one where you handed out candy to people with the zombie head. Did you do that one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah. So we'll just
I didn't like the reward, though, to be fair. The zombie head was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the emote, right. And moving on.
I can't even remember which emote came with that.
The hand one that comes out of the ground, the creepy hand.
Yeah, the scare emote was the best.
Yeah.
Most useful. Okay. Anyway.
Make X improvements so you don't need to right-click anymore.
Okay.
Maybe they're making it more accessible for Mac people.
Yeah, but... Who uses a Mac and doesn't use a two-button mouse? Well, I mean, I suppose even if you use a Magic Mouse, you still have two buttons.
You know that's really interesting. You say that. For some reason, half the time when I'm using OS X, I end up still control clicking out of habit from being on the trackpad when I need to open up a right-click menu. I don't know why.
Oh, okay, so on the trackpad, do you only have one button?
Yeah, well, no buttons on this one, but it's a touch button.
Oh.
And okay. I have it programmed, so if you press the lower right corner, it's a right click, so.
Right.
So it is actually a two-button mouse, for those who say it's not. But also with this post-bagged players gallery, so those will be returning. And friends list feature being added to the RuneScape game bar. But they don't say what friends list feature that is. I'm not sure, but that should be interesting to see how they would add
what
that.
What could they add?
Yeah, I don't know, because it wouldn't make sense that you could, like, chat in-game. Like,
well, yeah, maybe
chat
not chat.
People,
maybe just seeing who's online, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be good too, but I don't know. They say it doesn't provide an unfair advantage, but I'm still.
That is such a lie. I saw my friend using the game bar a couple of days ago, and he was I really need to get it myself. Maybe not in the form of a toolbar, because I would like something. Maybe something to go on my little indicator applet. Yes, that would be perfect in the messages menu.
Oh, you could do something like that. Because if you use...
Except I don't know how to write a program like
if
that.
If you use a plugin...
I'll learn Python.
You can see the requests that the game bar sends out, and what it really is using is it's just using an XML file.
You showed me that. That's right. Yeah, okay, that's not that bad then.
So if you can read that in, you'll have no problems with that. So
time to learn Python. Put down.
Yeah, I want to learn Python too. Anyways, that's behind the scenes. RuneScape celebrates Oktoberfest. There's
boring. Can we skip this one?
Well, I'm just going to say that today there was an opening party, and during the first week from 4th to the 10th, they'll stage an international tournament in the Steel and Creation area. And during the second week, you can hunt down the J-Mods. Each day we will post one of our mugshots on the forums, and you will have to chase your victim around in-game. When you have found him or her, take a screenshot as evidence and post it on our Facebook profile.
A Facebook profile? Okay.
What if I don't use Facebook?
Yeah, that's a bit weird. And why Facebook? Of all things that they could use.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be okay if they had three other things in there, like Twitter as well, right?
Yeah, Twitter would be easier, wouldn't it? I would have thought.
Because not everybody has Facebook.
Bonsai. They should use RuneWire.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You know,
I didn't think of that.
I had this idea when that notes thing came out, that they could use that as kind of a thing to post to RuneWire. If I ever ended up from one of their big ticket wins, I was going to pitch that idea to them.
Yeah, it's a shame that they wouldn't use something like that, because it's a perfect kind of medium for it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that's all on Oktoberfest.
Yep. Players Gallery, 13. Each time I say the number, it's kind of questionable, because there's a whole bunch of players' galleries that have since disappeared. So,
okay.
So, what's your favorite one this month?
Well, my favorite one this month is there were. No, I couldn't really choose.
Yeah, same for me. It's nothing really wowed me.
I think there have been better ones in the past.
Yeah,
there is this kimono lady concept,
What's a kimono lady?
It's a, is it a Japanese thing? It's a kimono?
I don't know.
I
thought that was a komodo.
Someone tell us. Japanese dress. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have one?
I may. That is for me to know. There's a slightly interesting tormented demon there.
Which is the tormented demon one?
Yeah, you can't even really tell. It's the first picture. But
okay, so you tell us what you like about that one, then I have a rather interesting comment about one of the other ones.
It's demented. That is all.
Oh, the kimono one?
No, the tormented demon.
Oh, okay. Apparently I said Komodo and kimono. They're two different things.
Yeah, they would be, wouldn't they?
Oh, I see. That's a tormented demon. Yeah, you're right. That is demented.
Okay, my favorite is the Barrow Sisters, the last one.
Yes, that was what I was going to say. How do you get sisters? How do you get Barrow Sisters? Huh?
Well, for one thing, I have no idea, but that is very well done, because they've fully adapted it to work with that. And after all, it is pretty sexist when you think about it. Barrow's brothers.
Well,
why are there no sisters in there?
It's perfectly reasonable to think that a family would have six boys.
Well, I suppose so, but
that's perfectly accessible. I mean, not accessible, acceptable back in those old days like that. So, I don't know. I'm just wondering how you get Barrow's sisters out of this.
Who cares? So. It is really well drawn, and I would like to see that implemented in the game.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you'd like to see that on a poster in your room.
Well, that would actually make a really good poster, that image. I would not want to have that in my room.
But if you were to print that at 300 dpi, it'd only be 3 inches wide.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, there's probably a better version of it somewhere. I would hope that they made it a better version of that.
Yeah, because the large one they linked to is only 300 by 1399, so... Anyways, that's the player's gallery.
Yeah, of course not.
We like those. So this next Steve poll versus, is a guaranteed...
I thought Carol was a girl for a while till I remembered it was the brothers.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think anybody who would wear a skirt might be considered a girl, right?
So how many of the brothers? Virek, Guthan, I suppose Aram. Yeah,
Carl.
So four of them wear skirts. Yeah, and Carl, of course, yeah.
Okay. So, guaranteed content pull, Dragon Scimitar redesign.
So, oh, yeah, this. I didn't actually vote in it.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't care, but...
Well, for some reason, the results on this one are hidden.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Yeah, but there's been 74,945 votes. So.
Oh, that may be because I can still vote, which is...
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, I see, yeah.
So which one did you vote for?
I was going to vote for option A, because I think A is the nicest scimitar. It's the simplest design, apart from D. D is just too simple. It's like a red scimitar. Red. C looks weird, and B, I think, is just sort of like overkill.
Oh, really?
Looks like something I would have designed.
You know, maybe that's why I chose B.
I mean, when I was in primary school, I forgot to tag that onto the end of that sentence.
Oh, now you make me feel bad for choosing B.
I'm sorry, everyone's just telling me that they chose B.
Yeah, I chose B as well.
No, it should
I'll tell
have
you why
A.
I chose B. I chose B because it looks the most dangerous. It also looks like a reversed... It also looks like a reversed Klingon Mechleth.
No, A has a serrated edge. B could not cause a lot of damage.
But you don't know how sharp that edge would be. I know some of my best knives are not serrated.
Your best knives? Yeah, you have a drawer full of knives ready to pull out.
Kitchen knives.
When someone attacks you. Well, I have this really impressive craft knife. It's not actually a craft knife, but it's a Sheffield knife. And it is the sharpest thing I've ever laid eyes on, I suppose. It's,
Are you playing with it now?
I am. Yeah, you don't want to... I mean, you know, with a regular craft knife, you can sort of just touch the edge a bit to feel how... to feel if it's blunt or not, see if you need to sharpen it. This thing, if you touch the edge, you will cut your finger. I've done it before. Or rather, no, I didn't before. No, someone... because I always have friends over here, and they like to fiddle with my stuff, and it really annoys me. So one day someone picked it up, and they were playing with it, and they cut themselves. It's quite amusing, I thought. But...
Yeah, that'd probably be me if I was there, because I tend to fiddle with my stuff too, you know? So.
I suppose. Anyway, how did I get on to talking about knives?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I suppose you are right in that respect. But then, couldn't A be just as dangerous?
Yeah, it could be just as dangerous.
And see, on B, it just kind of looks redundant, those little spikes coming out the wrong side. And
so, I mean, I'm wondering what the idea behind C is with that big thing, you know?
Yeah, it looks more like a Warhammer or something.
Yeah. But they do have an option to keep the original design, so Apparently they had an argument in the office that led to this poll. An argument about swords.
Yeah. See, on the whole, I don't actually think that any of them look that much more of an improvement over the original. It would be nice to see, you know, any one of them change from the original, but...
you know, that's the same thing that Mike said.
Yeah, none of them look absolutely spectacular.
I personally think B is the one that's going to win.
They're all very basic.
So...
And...
I don't know. You know, I would just be kind of, if I could... Like, if we ever ended up doing video of this, I think it would look good if we had, say, I don't know, some kind of RSB&B thing behind me, and then from a different camera angle, I could mount one of these scimitars above my desk. I'd like to mount B.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to flick back to the chat now to see how many people are going to ridicule for that one. Ridicule.
They're talking about Bolsheviks in chat.
About
oh, yes,
what?
The RS plushie is what would go behind me. Do you remember
Hang
that
on a
thing?
Sec. Someone...
No, no. That's as close as you got to Brad in a long time. So I think we should be moving on now.
I know, I'm just kidding. Shane, you're... it's flooding
look
in now.
Look
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Shane is fantastic.
Yeah, see...
Right, we can... Mormon. Okay, we can move on now. We can move on.
This is the kind of fun you guys are missing if you guys didn't come to the show today. So we're... Based on this, we might have to do it once a month now. Maybe even every other week. We'll see. So
this is fun. Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so that's the guaranteed content poll. We will have the results probably next week. So that's it for that. We're going to move on to the questions now. We got 4 audio questions this week. The first one is from Gnome Thorian.
Dear hosts of RSB&B. Gnome Thorin here, and I have 2 questions this week. First, what do you guys do when you're playing RuneScape? Do you have another tab open on the forums? Are you doing homework? Are you watching videos? And secondly, I was recently reading on the forums that you can get banned for playing another game while playing RuneScape, as because you're not actually playing the game, you're, what they say, autoing. For example, if you're cutting ivy and you're maybe playing like an Xbox game, then... you can get banned, and also you can get a 3-day ban for rushing, which is when you're doing dungeoneering and doing the lowest complexity on the lowest floor. What do you guys think about that? Thanks, Gnome Thorian.
What?
I don't buy any of that.
Rushing?
Yeah, rushing, you know?
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't get a ban for whatever that is. It doesn't sound like you would.
No, because basically all it is, for anybody who doesn't know, is if you're dungeoneering and you have a bunch of floors that are currently locked that you can do at your level, basically rushing is going through on the lowest complexity small dungeon and unlocking them just so you can do them again on longer after your prestige. So, but yeah, I don't see how you can get banned for that when that's a perfect mechanism in the game. So... I could see where they're coming from with the other one, if you're playing another game or something. But seeing as that would be considered AFK training, but
I don't think it's fully AFK training personally.
No,
I mean they say that you're supposed to be. They say that you're supposed to be, devoting your full attention to the game and stuff. Otherwise, you're considered AFK or something like that. But then they had that poll a while ago about what you like to do while you're playing RuneScape.
Yeah,
and
everybody
and, you know,
said
I like
to do other
watch
things.
A movie and stuff like that. And it's perfectly fine. They seem to think that there was nothing wrong with that, which seems a bit kind of paradoxical, really, contradictory.
Yeah, because if there was a problem with that, they wouldn't have been able to do a poll on that, so...
Yeah, so I personally don't think that playing video games or something is any different
to
watching a movie.
And I've never heard anyone get banned.
Plus,
I know
I've
people
done it before,
who have
so...
done that. Okay, there you go.
And, I mean, I devote my attention to the game. That was back when we were woodcutting. And woodcutting was super, super boring. I had to help myself somehow. So I just had my good old PS2 here, and I would play Need for Speed Underground 2 on it. Oh no, Need for Speed Most Wanted, that's it. I borrowed that from my friend. That was fun while woodcutting. That did make woodcutting enjoyable. That was probably the only reason I won that race. Ha 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 ha. No, I'm kidding. We reached it at the same time.
Okay. Thank you, Noam Thorian. Next one is from Indie Drew. Might need to boost this in post.
Hey, RSBNB, this is Indie Drew. I have two questions. Question number one. Has RuneScape gave out random dropped cornucopias at Thanksgiving time? Did you guys get any? You can fill them with any type of food, and it can hold up to about 140 health points. And question number two, I forget what episode it was, but you said that free-to-play people are not rich. I currently have 10 mil in, with combining my armor and my money together. Keep up the good work. Indie Drew, out.
Okay. So, cornucopias back then?
What? What about cornucopias? I wasn't listening.
Did you get any?
Oh, yeah, I did get one, I think.
I got one, too, but I don't know where it went.
No, I have no idea when mine went, either. Unless I put it in... Can you put it in, like, the toy box or something of the house?
You could.
I
might have to
think...
Get
I don't know.
Tiango. I don't know.
Or that.
So...
Yeah, you can. Someone said you can still get them back by killing chickens, can't you? I'm pretty
chickens?
Sure you can, yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I know, it's odd, but I heard
that. Yeah, that is odd, so... Okay.
Any bird, apparently.
So... Yeah, but I never used it, because I don't know, I never was doing combat at the time, and it just didn't make sense to me to do that, so... Because you have to load it, and then it's only... I don't know, I found it tedious to load the whole thing, so that's why I felt like that about it, but the second part...
Oh, okay. I just found it pointless. It's one of those things that would be better for free-to-play people, but
Yeah, 14 old hit points or 140 life points, which is not
that
much.
Yeah, which is fairly useless. I mean, that's equivalent to a monkfish or something.
That was the thing with it. What can you put in it that is going to be decent? So, and free-to-play people being not rich, I don't think I said that. I probably said something along the lines of free-to-play it being harder to get rich. Because I know it's harder, but you can still get there eventually.
Definitely, that sounds logical.
Yeah. So, anyways... That was from Indie Drew. This next one is from Epic Range.
Hey there, guys. This is Epic Range. Just a quick question. I'm just about to start membership for the first time, and I was wondering, what membership skill do you think I should start off with first? Thanks. I love your show, and bye.
Okay. So, should we try not to say farming here? Because I think
farming. We don't have to say farming because we got it said for us. Steemo said it in chat first before anyone else.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to say because most of the member skills, they're not as critical as a free-to-play skill, if you know what I mean. So the first skill I did, just out of convenience, when I became a member, was thieving. So.
Oh, yeah. Thieving is good, because then it sets you up for farming. Get
yeah,
it?
That's true, but yeah, farming wasn't out yet, so...
Thieving is a good one to do, I suppose. It's probably one of the more accessible ones.
Yeah, you could also do Druidic Ritual and Wolf Whistle first to open up Summoning and Herblore.
Yeah, but I suppose you have to bother doing those, which is fine. You can do them.
Yeah, they're free XP, so...
Yeah, to be honest, farming probably isn't the first one you want to do.
No, because you need the seeds, and if you're not buying them, you need to thieve them.
So, yeah, and yeah, you sort of want to get a grip with what Members is all about first, I suppose.
You know, I'm almost half tempted to say that you should try agility when you first start out, because the bonuses it gives your run energy. So.
Oh, yeah. I just realized Brad said in chat before fishing, and it only just dawned on me that that's a free-to-play skill. Never mind. What's an agility is a good one.
Yeah,
because you need that for everything.
Yeah, really, and it also has some actual relevance now with other skills, whether or not you could get more loot from your thieving or fishing, you know? So, and also just the run energy decrease. Run energy usage decrease, I mean, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah, it makes a massive difference nowadays, I find.
Yeah, so.
Was there anything else to that question? You say agility.
So.
I say, as a first thing to train, probably thieving.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Yeah, because it's basically just an expansion of what you've been doing in free-to-play, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, agility is definitely a good one to train for members.
Okay. Our next audio question is from Mr. Sherdo.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Sherdo here, and I was wondering, since you guys have the farming expertise, and I just started because you guys are always talking about how awesome it is, I have 40 farming right now, and supposedly you can make a pretty decent profit. Just wondering how I would go about doing this. Thanks for making the show, it's awesome.
Well, the simple answer to that is herb farming. Toad flax or something else along the lines of that. Maybe, like we had last week, Avanto. Basically, any herb will make you money. It's a question of whether the amount of money it will make you. So, depends when you start and stuff.
Yep.
You know,
herb
I was thinking
is the easiest way to do it.
Another thing you could do to make money from farming is, given that now the insane price of cactus spines, pick your cactus.
I guess. But that's not exactly the best XP, is it?
Well, no, it's not. I'm just saying, if you were doing something in Alcarid, you could walk around there every hour or so and pick the cactus spines. So, that's it. I'm just saying that's another.
Yeah, that is true, though. That's a very good idea. That's like, but, I mean, every time I go to Miscellanea, I plant a new, what's it called? Poison ivy berry bush. And if I forget to bring the seed with me, I at least pick all the berries off of.
You know.
Because, I mean, those fund my. Well, they don't fund anything, but they pay for my kelquats.
Right.
And they do cost a fair bit, I suppose. It's just, you know, a little bit extra to keep you going.
Yeah.
And as long as you're there, you sort of might as well do it. So why not? And I know what you mean.
Another thing, I'm not sure what they're at right now, but white berries for super defense potions. I don't know if anybody even uses those anymore, given the great craze that is.
No, there is no point in super defenses, is there? Because, I mean, that. Or at least not for someone like us, because the enhanced Excalibur increases defense
too.
And there's also Sour Brews and things.
White berries currently go for 1442 GP each.
Oh, okay. It's probably more than poison ivy.
So if you go pick all four of your white berry bushes, you'd be richer.
But with poison ivy, you don't have to protect it. Or compost it or anything.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
Poison ivy is hardy enough to grow on its own.
But poison ivy is only 867.
I suppose so, but shush.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how you make money with farming. So, I'm just going to say now, so I don't forget later like I did last week. If you want to send us an audio question, those can go to questions@rsbnb.com. Try to keep them around 30 seconds in length or so. Alternatively, as these three people did today, you can phone us and leave a voicemail. 571-572-BNB. 571-572-2632.
Woot.
Yeah, you're proud of me how I got that number remembered, eh?
That's pretty amazing. I still have to do that myself. I forgot about it. Live questions, please. They want... I don't think we can do that.
No,
we don't have enough time.
The ability to do that. And yeah,
no, we don't have the ability either.
Right now, it's more of an ability thing because...
We've only just finished the... I just sort of didn't realize we've only finished the audio questions. We have to move on
to
the rest.
Yeah, that's right. So... You can read the first one.
I don't have time. Dear Shane and Chief, number one, Shane, I feel honored that you would get 99 magic on my birthday. Also, I need to make 20 mil fast so I can get 99 range. I'm currently farming Toadflax and doing Slayer. If you have any other ideas, please enlighten me on them. Optimaniac. I think you should reach 20 mil pretty quickly, actually, if that's all you need to do. Farming Toadflax will obviously... boost you up quite a lot. I mean,
yeah, that's
how
true.
How much profit do you make from Toadflex? You can probably do that in a week if you
put your heart
into it.
I don't know. What did we say? 7 as the average?
Oh, we don't need to make a calculation, but
like doing calculations.
Yeah, I know, but probably should have done that beforehand. So yeah, keep doing Toadflex or any kind of herb. Make sure you are doing your kingdom, because that is really, really profitable at the moment. I think I make like 2 mil a week or something, unless I'm imagining it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And what are you doing with that?
I mean, I don't bother merchanting anymore.
I'm still.
And I don't do anything else. So.
I'm doing wood and herbs. What about you?
Oh, in the kingdom. Mining and herbs. I think full-on herbs. Yep.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right. Herbs make a lot of profit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as you said, merchanting also, grand exchange flipping. You could give that a try. General ideas to find an item that's available in abundance, preferably something that people just dump in the grand exchange after they're done training something, so... Teletabs and whatnot. That's just as an example. And then you can sell those back for slightly above max and buy them below max and or below min, I mean, and you'll make a bit of money. So
it's more or less how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello, Shane and Chief. I just got suspended from school for punching a fellow student in the face after seeing him make out with my girlfriend. Do you think I did the right thing? And have you had any similar experiences? That is from Lucky.
Interesting. I don't think we've ever had a question quite like that before.
No. So have you ever had any experiences like that?
No, I have not. Okay. I would ask if this guy managed to make out with your girlfriend, did your girlfriend want it or what? Because if she was just doing it, then she deserves it just as much as the guy making out with her, doesn't she? So in either case, I think it is completely wrong. You did deserve to get suspended. I don't think you should ever react violently like that, no matter what it is.
Yeah, and also... I agree with everything you said there, and also it's important to keep in mind that as you get older, there's a chance that you won't be treated as a youth, you'll be treated as an adult, and as everybody should know, adult sentences are much more harsh than youth sentences, so, you know, you might as well, you should try to be as law-abiding as you can, because you're lucky you live in a country that really has all these laws, but they're kind of lax compared to other places like China or something. So, if you see a sign or something that says "keep off the grass," keep off the grass. Because I remember a story online of a guy who got shot for walking on the grass in the U.S.
Sounds like the U.S. Yeah.
So, but no, I've not had any experiences like that. So.
Yeah. No, neither have I. Not what I can think of.
Yeah, and I think all wrong across the board, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lucky. Next
Sorry
one.
To say that, but yeah. Mm. Dear New Master Wizard Shane and Chief Snake, when you first go onto the computer for the day, what is your routine? What websites do you check first and whatnot? Also, what is your opinion of the new popular music types, i.e. Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, slowly beating rap music? Do you like them more or like neither? Stay frosty and keep it cool, Steemo.
So, what's your routine?
Get the routine one first. Get the boring one out of the way. That's not fair. I can't think of that. You answer this one first.
Oh, okay.
What's your
routine? What happens typically is the first thing I end up doing is checking email, of course. And then after that, it's on to the RSBNB forums. And then after that, it's on to my nation state still. And then after that, it's time to check Twitter, because I use Twitter as a RSS reader, kind of. So that's basically my main news source now for anything that's not tech. So that's pretty much what happens in the beginning of the day for me. So, what about you?
I sort of do the same thing, really. I mean, if I get on the computer, I open up several things at once in my browser. I should probably install one of those extensions, or not even an extension. You don't need to do that, do you? You just make it so that it loads up with several tabs at once when you open it. I forget. Well, anyway, I sort of just go through, open up Gmail, Control-T, Twitter, Control-T, RuneWire, etc., etc. I just look through all of them if I can be bothered. And yeah, I mean, that's sort of all I do.
Okay.
And I move on to whatever I feel like doing. Coding! Whoa! Which I've been doing lately anyway, so.
Okay.
I am never using Chrome. Get out, Bonsai. You don't deserve to be a... Okay, no. It's a bit harsh.
So, why... What do you... You wanted to talk about the music one.
Yes, sorry, I've got to read it again. Opinion of the new popular music types. I think it's a really good thing, because I hate rap music, and obviously it's not rap music, and Katy Perry and Lady Gaga are actually bearable, for the most part, I find, even if they're singing about the worst things, like this new Katy Perry song, Peacock. Total trash. But it actually sounds all right. I would sort of listen to it if it was playing or something like that. So, yeah. Yeah, I do like them more. Beat rap music any day. I think that's probably all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I really don't have much to say on this. I'm going to say that. No, I don't like either of those.
Keisha is crap. Don't listen to Keisha. Sorry, just someone didn't think you said that. Keisha is different. So, that is sort of still rap. Verging,
you know,
on
pop. I don't know. I think... no. I don't know. I just don't like that style. It's almost... It's too much... I'm trying to describe something here. I know what I want to describe, but I'm not sure how to say it. It's too much like what the old style of pop music was when it first came out, you know? So, I don't know. I don't think it's any better than
really?
What was there then. Well, you know...
Yeah, it probably isn't. I mean, it is still
pop, essentially.
I wouldn't say that
rap is the new what's out there. And whatnot.
Yeah, it's probably more just the fact that society is listening to more pop over rap, choosing it. So, yeah, I think that is a good thing.
Okay.
That is something that I don't know.
Thank you, Lord Steemo.
Next one, Shane.
Dear host, if RuneScape is still around in a decade, but you didn't want to keep running RSBNB, would you turn off the site? or turn it over to people who would keep the site going. Thank you from ICE. You know, I really think that if RuneScape is still popular and around in 10 years and RSBNB is, you know, I think that that will have been a good enough run and it'll be time to retire. So I really don't foresee.
Agreed. It would be very depressing to have to continue the site that long.
Yeah, so. But we love doing it now.
No, that's just creepy if you think you would be around here in 10 years. In chat.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. Chief would be, what, 28 or so? Oh my god, I don't even want to think about that.
What if we were profitable and I could employ you?
Oh, if you could employ me, maybe. But I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Anyways, I think that was a simple answer on that one. Turn off the site.
Dear Shane and Chief, what do you think will be Jagex's next big update? Do you think it will be a technical rework, like Z-buffering, only much larger? Or do you think it will be a content update, like a new area or a follow-up to a major quest, such as While Gothic Sleeps? Keep it up, Stone.
You know, this could very well be that Grandmaster quest that's coming out this month.
Yeah.
But
disregarding,
we don't know
how
big it's going to be.
That we don't know what's going to happen. Apart from these things, what do you think will be the next big update that we don't actually know anything about yet?
I don't know. It's really hard to say because what happens when they complete all the storylines? Like, you know what I'm talking about—the Majorat and the Elf ones and whatnot. What happens when all those get complete? Right. How do you build new storylines that are better than the old ones? That's the thing I'm wondering about. Because if you think about it, what would be the next logical step to take RuneScape in terms of graphics? Right now, they're pretty good. I don't know where they would be able to go from here except keep enhancing the current HD version to have more in-depth models and whatnot. Quoting, I don't know, say World of Warcraft maybe, or Star Trek Online. So, but even then, that's just a minor thing. That's a graphical update. It's really nothing that major. I don't know what their biggest thing would have to be. It would have to be some kind of skill or major game mechanics change, but even then, once Dungeoneering was released, they said that any future skills they develop are going to be different than what we have known as a regular skill, such as, farming or slayer or herblore. So, I don't know. I'm really not sure. 2011 should be interesting, so.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, yeah, I think I've said this before. I don't know what I expect will be added, because you never can be sure with Jagex. But what I would like to see as the next big update is consistent interfaces.
Oh, yeah, not, that would be good.
Not necessarily consistent interfaces, because I don't think they will ever manage to achieve that, but at least interfaces that can be moved around and stuff, or expanded.
Like say, the bank window or something?
Yeah, especially the bank window. But they've done a good job of making the bank window automatically expand. Congratulations on managing that, because they can't do that too often. But it would also be nice to expand it horizontally. Possibly support for more tabs. I don't know, it seems like the way that they've done that, where you can already have, 9 or 10 or something like that. A limited number of tabs anyway. I think they should sort of make it so that it is scalable.
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but I still get the feeling when I see the interface that the interface is designed for a fixed window, not a fixed window. I mean,
and
the expanding window.
Yeah, and they haven't updated it since then, and it's just wrong.
If you have a screen,
they do also need to make it so you can rearrange tabs. Thank you, Bonsai. Definitely, that has frustrated
rearrange tabs.
So much. Rearrange tabs, yeah. like you can do in any other application. It just it's
like rearrange like the tabs at the bottom, or
no, the bank tabs.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, the bank interface I'd say is kind of clunky.
Yeah, just full stop. I mean, dragging stuff around lags and yeah, you
well,
know,
that's
all
due
about
to the server architecture and whatnot. But what I was going to say is, if you had, I don't know. Anybody out there, if you've ever played RuneScape at 1920x1080, you'll find that the bottom corner where your interface is going to appear for your inventory or whatever is small compared to the rest of the screen real
estate.
That is
very true.
And the buttons at the bottom are also small. It's almost hard to go down there, and it's just daunting to have such a big interface like that.
Yeah.
So, but it would be nice to actually be able to enjoy the game in that way, and have it have an interface that's usable, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, Farming says in chat, if I can scroll up to it, I want a tab where you can have, like, 5 select spells, attack types, and special barons. I mean, if they could make something that would be customizable like that,
like
it would
maybe,
just make the game
I think
so
what
much
he's referring
easier.
To is something along the lines of maybe grab a spell icon, put it in your quick tray or whatever, and then that would just be a server place to access.
Yeah, sort of like a quick access type thing.
I saw that in Star Trek Online.
Oh, shut up. I knew you would find a way to bring that into this somehow. I'm kidding. But yeah, there's just so many possibilities that things they can do with it. It's a shame that they can't.
Funny that this has turned into the interface question again. Obviously something we both want to see enhancement on.
Take another, the head, Jagex.
Another big thing I'd like would be somehow to work around the Java problem on OS X so that RSHD there ran just as well as it does on Windows.
Yeah, I support you on that, even though I have no respect for Max One. Again, slightly harsh.
Alrighty, so.
Yeah, Shane's going to whip me in line after this shot.
Ice Black Dragon says we should force Jagex to listen to RSBMB update. Well, if you want them to do that, what you guys need to do is you need to go on Twitter when this show is released and retweet the tweet from at RSBMB staff when this show comes out. That's how you do that. So, anyways, last question. You want to read it?
What's up? Start that again. It wasn't enthusiastic enough. What's up, Chief and Shane? As you both hopefully know, I got 99 engineering a little while ago, Sunday, and now I am close to 1.3 mil tokens to use. Any suggestions on what I should buy with those tokens? And if you had that many tokens, what would you buy? From Tim. 1.3 mil tokens.
I don't know. I think I would probably go for the chaotic longsword or rapier. It's like a question we had before. Probably the rapier.
Yeah, but 1.3 mil tokens. Can't you buy like 6 chaotic rapiers or whatever? Aren't they 200k each?
Yeah, they're 200k each.
Yeah, so 6.
I don't know. None of the things in this award thing really interest me. Except for maybe the prayers, right?
Oh, yes. Silverslift says, buy the prayers. I didn't even think the prayers are that amazing. I mean, I suppose you could buy 8 prayer or something. There are a couple of alright-looking ones that would be nice to have. If you've got that many tokens, then it's sort of like you might as well buy them, but he says I was joking. Never mind. Don't buy the prayers. There are
Buy the prayers and the bone crusher.
Bone crusher, definitely. Yeah, that was the first thing that I would buy. But I mean, that's 30 something k tokens. I don't think I would buy that. I would definitely buy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I would definitely buy that. But after that, I mean, the bone crusher isn't much. With all those tokens.
Yeah, and this goes back to my...
I would sort of buy all the little things that would be handy.
Coal bag? Gem bag?
Yeah. Make sure you get a chaotic weapon in there, because you got to have one of those. But you've got enough tokens to do anything, haven't you?
Yeah. But I just don't think the rewards are useful enough.
Oh, okay.
So.
I forgot what the rest of the rewards are.
I got the page up. Gem bag, coal bag, arcane pulse necklace, longbow sight, scroll of life, law staff, nature staff, arcane blast necklace, etc. So, anyways, I think that's it for questions, unless you got anything else on that one.
That is all.
Alrighty.
It's really hot in my room at the moment, that's why. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, so we're moving on to tech news now. First piece of tech news this week would be BlackBerry's RIM Playbook. Their answer to the tablet question. What is BlackBerry going to do in terms of the tablet space? But... yeah, they got pictures of it. It looks pretty much like any tablet we would expect with the little BlackBerry
like the iPad.
Onto it, but... I don't know. I think this is definitely going to be business related, so.
Yeah. It does look nice, though.
Not as much consumer related, because, I don't know, just show of hands and chat in terms of phones and whatnot. If anybody in there has chat, or anybody in chat has a BlackBerry, say something about having a BlackBerry. Nothing. Oh, one. Okay, so, yeah, not many BlackBerries. So, anyways, this playbook is going to have a 7-inch screen at 1024x600. Of course, all the usual multi-touch and whatnot. BlackBerry tablet OS, a 1 GHz dual-core processor, 1 GB of RAM. Should be noted that the iPad only has 256 MB. Dual HD cameras, front and rear, supporting 1080p video recording, video playback, 1080p, H.264, MPEG, DivX, Windows Media, audio playing back, MP3, AAC, Windows Media, HDMI video output through a micro HDMI port.
I think the only reason this has such good specs compared to the iPad is probably because it needs them.
What do you mean it needs them?
Because the software is probably so crappy that it has to, you know, have that much RAM in order to function. And yeah.
I don't know. I've used BlackBerry OS a bit and playing with it. It feels too old-fashioned compared to, say, iOS.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've never used it before or anything. I can't really talk, but I just assume... that Apple will always win.
And then, of course, everybody out there is already getting all up in arms about this. WebKit HTML5 for video playback, Adobe Flash, Adobe Air, Adobe Reader, OpenGL, and Java.
Oh, yeah. That is really nice, though. I mean, you have to admit, if you were using an iPad, you would be pissed.
I'm not pissed. Not pissed.
Okay. But that's just
I find... No, I am not. I find it provides a much more clean experience if you don't have Flash on your computer.
No, I agree. That is fair enough, yeah. Having read that article by Steve Jobs about Flash and why they won't support and everything, I can see why.
Yeah, me too. So, anyways. But the iPad can display PDFs. So, anyways, this is going to be 130mm by 193mm, so rectangular, and only 10mm thick, so 1 cm. That's still kind of thick, you know, 1 cm compared to the iPad, an iPod.
I don't know how it compares to the iPad, but that's half the thickness of my cell phone.
And your phone is how old?
Several years. 4 or 5 or 6, I don't know. It's old.
Exactly.
But it works.
Yeah.
I still like it.
I don't know.
To a degree.
My verdict for this is that the iPad will be the one that is going to be on the consumer side. This is going to be the business one. And then we'll see, of course, other people who are kind of, I guess I'd say, the more independent kind of thought types who right now go for the Androids and whatnot. They would have to. They would be the ones that would probably adopt everything that's not Apple or BlackBerry. So the Android tablets and whatnot. So, what's going on in chat?
Sorry, continue.
That's weird in there. Anyways. Next up, Google's blacklist for instant search. So this thing called Google Instant that's been out, and we have it now in Canada. There's a list of words that won't return anything. So there's lots of little things on here, but for instance, but.
Yeah, don't say these things out loud. This is not good for people in chat. I can just imagine the response they're going to start. Yeah, look where you've started, Shane.
I don't even know what those mean, those ones I read, so I assume they were innocent.
Yeah, don't talk about things you don't know. Never mind. Was there anything more on the Google Instant blacklist?
4chan?
I mean, okay, 4chan is good. Why is that blacklisted? I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, but...
Adult?
Okay. Actually, that is really good that those things are blacklisted.
Idiots?
Interesting.
There's also things like are Jews and whatnot.
Okay.
Aryan?
Right. Yeah, but...
These are lots of bad words in here.
You don't want to accidentally sort of come up with...
Yeah, you don't want to see those coming up. And even if they had a Google Image Instance, you know, you wouldn't want to see that. Like, you remember that Google Instant mashup images thing I showed you?
Yes, I think.
Yeah,
so.
If you just type, that would be kind of dangerous, but...
I remember, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Undressing. There's other things in here, but I'm not going to say much else on this because it is bad words, I guess. So there's a list for anybody that's interested. Anyways, moving on to something a little bit brighter. This is something you were interested in. Google introduces WebP. Tell us what this is.
It's pronounced Whippy, actually. I don't know how they pronounce Whippy, but it says it is. This is a new image format that's, I suppose it is, it's a method of lossy compression that can be used on photographic images, or any images, I guess, essentially. But it's something that Google's developed, which is mainly, hence the name, WebP. It is mainly intended for use on the web in order to provide small file sizes of something that would otherwise be a JPEG image, I suppose. That's what they've got in the gallery. That's what they've converted. But basically, it is a... there was a good explanation of it somewhere.
It's open source.
It is open source, yes. WebP uses predictive coding to encode an image, the same methodology, blah, 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 to compress keyframes and videos. Predictive coding uses the values in neighboring blocks of pixels to predict the values in a block, and then encodes only the difference residual between the actual values in the prediction. There's more you can read if you want to, but basically it is a much more efficient form of compression. The only problem, of course, is you cannot actually use it on the web because none of the browsers support it. You can download a thing to... convert things to and from the WebP format, but it's going to take a while for the stuff to actually be introduced into browsers.
So how are they're using a PNG container to allow people to see these WebP images.
Yeah, I don't get that. But
basically, the way it works is, for anything, you use a codec to encode something, speaking in terms of video generally. So let's say you have a video, you encode it with H.264. You can put that in MPEG-4 container. So what they did with this is they used their WIPI codec and put it in this PNG container. So it's really not the same compression that PNG uses. It just looks like a PNG. But then again, it's not going to be decoded how they want it to, because you don't have the support for it. So, anyways, I don't know. I don't see the point in this, because if you think about it, JPEG is the thing that everybody uses for photographs, and PNG is fine for everything else. So what's the point, really, right?
Generally, I suppose. JPEG images aren't that small. So I can see the need for this. I mean, in some of the photos, this one that has a 66% compression from JPEG, which is pretty impressive. I mean, it's just a way to reduce the file size. So for web, you can't really go wrong, as long as the browsers support it. So in the future, it could be handy. I don't know. I haven't actually sort of needed
it. It'll probably be native in Google Chrome.
Yeah, I mean, it will. They're already working on a plugin for WebKit or something.
Okay, so then that should easily port over to Safari then.
Yep. So,
and I'm wondering if
Chrome and Firefox and them, we're fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's open source, isn't it?
But then why? Why? I don't get that.
Well, I don't know. It'd just be nice.
Let's see. Yeah, there's interesting stuff on here that we should read, including graphs. Let's see. JPEG 2000 and lower compression percentages than re-JPEG, primarily because JPEG 2000 was a result of negative compression for many images. For that reason, JPEG images achieved a lower overall compression score. The following figure provides distribution graphs for the three methods. Okay. Yeah, so basically this is just comparing percentage changes with all the different codecs. So, I don't know. Should be interesting. I want to find a research paper on this and read up about it, because I'm actually going to be this term doing a course on multimedia, which includes how to do image compression and whatnot. So, alrighty, that's it for tech news this week. What are you doing in chat?
Teasing people.
Oh, okay.
I think we're done. Yes.
Yes, we're done. We're done tech news. So, everybody is now going to go over to informer.rsbnb.com and check out this month's monthly roundup, in which I discuss some of the articles from this month. It was kind of a slow month on Informer. I'm guessing that people got bitten by deadlines. Paul, yes, I'm talking to you. Alex, Marco, I think that's everyone that missed theirs, but anyways, informer.rsbnb.com, you can have a read through our articles for this month, and you submitted something too.
Whoa, I actually managed to, yes. Sort of surprised.
So tell us what it was about.
Pro-choice. Abortion.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny. I told King Kala that your article title was pro-choice, but and then because I didn't send it to him yet, so he thought you were writing on benefits of abortion. So, but it was something else, wasn't it?
Yes, the benefits of having choice as to which operating system you use. That was a very bad explanation. Can you do a better job for me?
Basically, what he does in this article is takes his past experience using Windows and whatnot, and how using Windows, it just works fine and everything, and you're comfortable in the spot you are, but then you realize that there might be a few problems in the way Windows works, and then these problems might go away, but they might come back in the future. So you need to look into alternatives for this, and one alternative is Linux. That was your alternative, and you wrote about the benefits of moving to Linux and how the silent majority is the ones who will end up using Linux at the end, who are not happy with Windows, I think that's the gist of it.
That was very well explained. I think that was
more
or less what I wrote.
You know, after reading that...
You don't even need to go and read it now. That was my whole article in a nutshell.
You know, I think that... I think you would still like OS X if you were given Leopard to use, or Snow Leopard.
No.
I think you would, so...
It looks nice, but that's about it. Chief's next task is to compare GUI and non-GUI operating system and the history of Linux and how the GUI was invented by Apple, from Dakota in chat.
That would be interesting.
I don't think that's going to be happening.
Yeah, probably not. So that's just one of the many things discussed this month on RSVNB Informer, and that's at informer.rsvnb.com. So, with that being said, we are also hiring for two Informer positions, a RuneScape writer and a gaming writer. So if you're interested in either of those, now is your time. Now is your time to shine. We have an application topic posted on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, and you can read it and then decide which one you want to apply for and send in an application, and then hopefully you'll be the lucky one that gets chosen. So, I'm really not sure if there's much else to say about that, except send your applications in. We like reading them. So, and it's a tremendous opportunity, too, because often, I just pinched myself with a paperclip.
Fiddler.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just an excellent opportunity at all. So, anyways... Skill of the Month update, please.
Skill of the Month. We are loading the skill. Well, it's the first of...
Yeah, so we don't have data for October yet.
So we don't have that. However, we do have we will have the finished... it has ended. Okay. Yes, so the Skill of the Month for September has ended. It was... Summoning? Yes, that is right. And the winner was Brian B, who gained a grand total of 5.3 mil summoning XP.
You mean 4.3?
4.3, yeah, close enough. Overall, there was 11.4 mil gained. I did forget to mention that Christy got six... No, what am I talking about? Got something like 2.5 mil in a day... last week. So I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. But I think that's about all, really. Other than that, nothing has changed. Oh, well,
yeah, it was a really boring skill of the month, actually.
I
hope
congratulations,
this crafting
Brian
skill
B.
of the month is not that boring for October.
This
so
month, October,
everybody entered. Make it not boring, please, so we can actually talk about something. So.
Oh, well. 25 entrants, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's a good amount for crafting, because crafting isn't a skill that is fast trainable like Hunter or something, you know? So, anyways, please train your crafting if you've entered Skill of the Month. And I guess I'm doing a pick now, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess so. You didn't mention that to me.
Alrighty,
I bet you did that deliberately. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. This pick is something I've been wanting to do for a while. It's called Angry Birds. I'm not sure if anybody out there
heard
of that.
I'll let you get away with that.
But Angry Birds for the iPad and HD, it's a fun game. There's also an iPhone and iPod version, a free version, and a paid version. I think the paid version is $1.99 for the iPod. The iPad version was $4.99. So it's definitely something that will, I guess you could think of it as a time waster, perhaps. Because
Shame,
it's kind of a physics game. Well, no. Like, not a time waster. Just one of those time wasting games, you know? Like a mindless game.
I'm pretty
like
sure
that.
That's a time waster. No. Okay, yep.
So,
good enough.
It uses physics, and you got different types of birds. And your objective is to kill all the pigs through various methods. And you get, there's regular little birds, there's cluster birds, there's rocket birds that when you tap them, they go extra fast. There's birds that drop bombs, and there's birds that are bombs. So, check out Angry Birds. I guess that's really all I have to say about it, aside from going to check it out and download the free light version. So, yeah, that's Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Chief, what have you been doing?
It's that time already. Not too much. I can't remember what I've done in the last week. I have been on holiday! Yay! No school. For 2 weeks. I haven't done much, though. I've been coding. I have done a bit of PHP, which has been fun, because I haven't had a chance to do any coding in a long time. Proper coding.
Yeah, it's always fun when you can sit down and do that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. What have
so
you been doing?
You've had a pretty non-eventful week then, haven't you?
Yep. It's been good.
Okay. What about any RuneScape stuff?
I did Barrows the other day and I got a Guthan's Helm. I forgot to tell you
really?
That.
Really?
Yep.
A Guthan's Helm. What about your Wyvern trip?
Oh, well, yeah, I did a bit of Slayer. And I went to the what are they called?
Wyverns?
Yeah, they are called. Yeah, well, anyway, I went to the
Wyverns.
Yes.
Yeah, because you posted that on RuneWire.
I got 94 range.
Oh, that's good. You're going to get 99 eventually?
Eventually. Just can't really be bothered.
Yeah, that's good you kept the bones because those are used for super prayer potions. So.
Oh, I didn't keep them. No, I sold them.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you dropped them or something.
No, I made a bit of money. I think it was 250k or something. For all of them. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Anything
your
else?
Turn. No.
Okay. Well, this week, I guess the main thing I did was I ended up getting 99 magic, which I did on Sunday. Which
Yay.
Was really a quick thing because I wanted it to be quick. I didn't want to have a huge, big deal about it, so I just did it whenever I was ready. And whoever was on, were the people who ended up coming, so... but you can find the video for that on RuneWire. And you had some interesting choice words when I got 99.
Did I? I forgot what I said. Oh, yeah, something along the lines of father my children. But magic is for nerds? I don't remember.
Love yo. Love yo.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest thing of my week. Since then, I've just been primarily focused on, farming and whatnot. Not really much else on RuneScape right now. Still trying to figure out what to do. And besides that, I guess I've been doing some coding as well on some of the various projects. And I guess doing school as well. So that's pretty much my week. That's really all I have to say about it. So I guess I could also say that for anybody out there, the new TV season has started, so you should definitely watch The Amazing Race on Sundays and The Event on Monday. Just two of the shows I suggest watching. So, yeah. I think that'll be all. You have anything else?
Okay, well, while we're on that topic, you should watch... hold on, I'll just count them off on my fingers. What started? House. House is amazing. Bones. The Big Bang Theory. The Middle. And Modern Family. Yes, that's all for me.
The Middle?
I'm done. The Middle. Yes.
So what is all these
Has anyone seen
about?
That show? And The IT Crowd, but The IT Crowd is not at the moment, sorry. Steemo just mentioned it. And Steemo also says that The Middle is fantastic. So, yeah, I have got some backup for that. You should watch them all.
Okay. So that's what we're watching in terms of shows, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Are we done then?
I think we're done.
Alrighty then. It's been RSVNB Update 276 for Friday, October 1st, 2010. We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.